fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail Silver! Hi!
When the law finally caught up with Tom Parsons, a criminal career was ended. They hanged Parsons at dawn. They buried him at noon, and the only one to mourn was an 18-year-old son.
Oh, poor Dad. He never had a fair chance.
Well, I don't know why you should feel bad.
Well, he was my dad. He didn't want to be crooked. He never had a fair chance.
Indeed.
Jack went his way silently without a friend. He turned his hand to any job that was offered, and he knew what people said of him.
Like father, like son always say. If he's to cut that stove wood, you see that he don't come inside my house. Tell him to stack it outside.
Jack lived in a small one-room cabin. He kept it spotlessly clean, as neat as a pin. But the only one who ever saw the inside of Jack's home was a lad of 14, a boy named Dan Reed.
Golly, Jack, you sure fixed it up some since the last time I was around here.
Do you like it, Dan?
I sure do.
I wish you could come around here oftener. First time in 3 months.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that long.
Where you been?
Oh, all over.
With those two friends of yours?
Yeah.
Gee, I wish they'd come here sometime.
Maybe they will. Say, that little Indian head is slick. Did you carve it?
Yeah. You want it, Dan?
Oh, gee, no, I wouldn't take that. It looks just right on your wall, along with those other carvings.
Someone rapping on the door. Golly, I wonder who it is. Yes? Oh. Oh, hello, Deputy Winters.
The sheriff wants you.
Sheriff?
Right away.
But I haven't done anything wrong.
Tell that to the sheriff. I'm in a hurry. I just stopped by to give you the message. You better hop over to the office right away.
Yes, sir.
Right away.
Jack, I want to speak to you alone.
Oh, all right, Sheriff. You mind, Dan?
Not a bit. I'll wait outside.
Thanks.
Now, sit down there, Jack.
Yes, sir.
I suppose you wonder why I sent for you.
Yes, I can't figure that I...
Now, sit back and relax, Jack. Maybe you don't know it, but you've got some mighty good friends.
I have?
Yes. They told me a lot of things about your father. I didn't know he was once a lawman.
Oh, he was. And he was a good one, too.
He got mixed up with a crook named Williams, didn't he?
Yes, Gar Williams. Before Dad realized what had happened, Williams had him involved in a bribe-taking. That started him. After that, he didn't care what he did. He never had a chance.
Ever hear anything more of Gar Williams?
No.
Well, he's around these parts now. He's so slick that he's never seen the inside of a jail. In spite of the fact that he's crooked as a corkscrew.
I'd like to get my hands on that polecat.
That's why I thought you'd like to work with me.
Work with you?
Yes, be a deputy sheriff.
Me? Oh, well, nobody would trust me.
We'll see about that.
Will I have a badge?
You will, after we get Gar Williams.
So, he isn't out on the West Coast anymore. That's where Dad knew him.
I've got too hot for him out there. He's in these parts now.
Oh.
We think he's the one that got away with the Wells Fargo money.
That ornery...
To prove it, we've got to catch him with the cash.
But, well, just how can I help?
Jack, I've got the whole scheme worked out. You will team up with Gar Williams.
Team up with him?
You're going to make out like you escaped from me. Now, I'll fire a couple of shots, but you'll keep going. In no time, the word will spread all over the county.
Yeah, I'll bet it will. Tom Parsons, son Jack.
You go where I tell you and get to know Gar. That'll be easy because of your dad's acquaintance with him. You'll learn where he hides his cash and then get in touch with me.
I see.
Well, how about it?
But then everybody will think that I've gone bad.
Well, now, Jack, I admit I'm asking a lot of you. But you take my word for it. I'll see that everyone gets a true story when Gar Williams is jailed. And you'll get a deputy badge to wear.
I'll do it.
Why? Now, here's a bundle of cash. This is what you're supposed to steal.
Oh, yes, sir.
And my own horse, the best one my string, is saddled and waiting at the side of the office. You'll find Gar Williams hanging out in Pine Flats. Now, here's the cash. And here's a gun. And the best of luck to you, Jack. The very best of luck to you.
Wait outside sheriff office, Dan.
Tonto, you here?
Lone Ranger send me from camp. Me come tell you, come back to camp now.
But Jack Parsons is in the sheriff's office.
That all right?
If he's in trouble or if he's been framed for anything, I've got to know it. The Lone Ranger wants me to keep in touch with Jack.
Tonto, no, me got...
Come back here with that money.
Jack!
Come back, I say. Come back or I'll fire. Come and get me.
Jack, come here. Don't run away. Don't do it, Jack.
Get up, boy. Get up.
Jack! No, Jack! Get after him. He's making a mistake. We've got to bring him back.
First thing. Larson, Winters. I want horses. I want a posse. Jack Parsons just robbed my office.
I knew it had happened. Like father, like son.
Parsons finally did it. I hear he got a pile of cash from the sheriff's office.
Horse and gun, too.
He won't get far.
The sheriff's hopping mad about it.
He should be. Parsons took the sheriff's best horse.
Like father, like son.
You're right.
When Dan and Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in a small camp near town, the masked man listened with interest to the story of Jack's escape.
I don't know what got into him all of a sudden. I was talking to him just a few minutes before he let out from the sheriff's office.
Dan.
Yes?
Don't worry about Jack Parsons.
What do you mean?
He's helping the sheriff get evidence against a crook.
You mean he's working with the sheriff?
Yes. He has to be thought of as an outlaw.
Then it was all a put-up job?
That's right.
Say, you had a hand in this, didn't you? You've been interested in Jack Parsons ever since his father was executed. That's why you had me call on him and be his friend.
I've always thought that Jack would make a good lawman.
You had a hand in everything. You talked to the sheriff about Jack.
Yes, Dan. I learned that Gar Williams was around here. I thought it might give Jack a chance to prove himself.
Maybe next time you see Jack Parsons, him be deputy sheriff.
In the days that followed, the sheriff pretended to hunt for Jack Parsons, but the outlaw's son seemed to have made good his escape. The talk died down during the next few weeks. Then, one evening, long after darkness had fallen, the sheriff heard a soft rap on the door of his home.
Well, what?
Why, it's Jack.
Hello, Sheriff.
Come inside.
Yes, sir.
Well, how is everything? Did you get into town without being seen?
I don't think anybody saw me. I stopped off at my shack for a minute. I wanted to get something for you.
Something for me?
Yes, sir. As much. Just an Indian head carved out of a pine knot. Here it is.
Say, this is downright slick. Carved it yourself?
Yes, sir.
Out of a pine knot, huh? Well, that makes a tough engine. Tough as a pine knot. Well, thanks, sir.
That one's for you. Here's another. Will you see that Dan Reed gets this?
Sure, but why not wait and give it to him yourself?
Well, I will, if I have a chance.
Sit down there, Jack. Something's on your mind.
Well, I'm not sure just where I stand with Gar Williams.
You got to know him?
Oh, yeah, that was easy. I went to Pine Flats and got in touch with him. He'd read about my escape in the newspaper. I guess everyone read that.
Well, don't let that bother you. I'll clear your name in no time when we put Williams back of bars. Tell me about the rest of it.
Well, I told him how my dad had spoken of him. He took me into his house and hid me from the law.
I see.
Sheriff, he's a cold buzzard. He's up to something.
How's that?
He didn't take me into his house to help me. He did it because he saw a way to use me.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he did my dad. He's been asking how well I knew the Badlands north of here. I told him I knew the country just like an old name.
Well, maybe he figures I'm clearing out.
Yeah, I think he does. He hasn't dared spend any of the Wells Fargo cash around here.
If he goes north, he'll take it with him.
But he'll take me, too. I'll have to go. If I don't, he'll know there's something suspicious about me.
You play right along with him, Jack. I'll have men on hand. When he starts across the Badlands, we'll close in on him. Then your job will be done.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be downright proud to pin a deputy badge on you, Jack.
On that day...
Williams!
Hubbard, don't move.
How'd you get here?
The day when you wear a deputy badge is a long way off, Jack.
How'd you get in my house?
The rear door?
You followed me from Pine Flats.
Of course. I thought there was something curious about the way you came to me for help.
Why, you...
Recognize this gun, Sheriff? It's yours.
My gun?
Jack carried it with him when he supposedly robbed you.
How did you get that gun?
You hid it beneath your bed, Jack. I thought I'd bring it in case I had to use a gun. When the sheriff is found dead with this weapon beside him, you'll be hunted as a killer.
No, you dirty crook.
You sound just like your father when he learned that I had the whip hand over him. Oh, I'll make sure there's other evidence to point to you, Jack.
Well, I ain't dead yet. Not by a darn sight.
There's only one trail for you, Jack. A trail north across the Badlands. We'll go together.
Now, wait a minute, Williams. Listen to me.
I hate to do this, Sheriff.
You can't shoot an unarmed man.
No, why not?
At least give him a fair chance.
Boot Hill is full of men who died because of the old sporting idea that he who gets shot should have a fair chance.
Why, you dirty...
Williams!
Boys, that sounded like a gunshot to me.
Me too. Seemed to come from the sheriff's office.
Let's toss off our drink and have a look.
Boys!
It's the deputy, Winters.
What's the matter?
Come on, hurry.
It's the sheriff. He's been shot.
Who done it?
We heard it and we were wondering.
I heard the shot and hurried to his house. Saw him through the window. He was on the floor. Come on with me.
Keep riding just ahead of you, Jack.
Oh, you dirty killer. You didn't give him a chance.
Keep riding or I'll let you have him the same as the sheriff got it.
The only man alive. The one man that could speak for me. You killed him.
Yes, and you're the one who'll be hunted for it. Just keep up this pace. We'll be in Pine Flats before daybreak.
Well, why don't you shoot me? Why don't you drill me and have it over with?
Because I need you. You and I are going to travel together, Jack. You're going to show me how to cross the Badlands.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. 2 days later, Dan Reed rode slowly into town. As he drew into the sheriff's office, he saw a deputy, the man named Winters, leap to the saddle, whip out a gun, and charge toward him.
Right up there! Don't try to run!
Golly, what's the matter with him?
Right up, I say!
Who, Victor? Who, boy?
You're coming! Oh, there, boy!
What's the matter?
What's your name?
Dan Reed, why?
I've seen you before. Remember the time?
Sure, I was in Jack Parsons' place.
That's it. You admit it. You admit knowing him. Parsons shot the sheriff.
Jack shot... the sheriff?
With the sheriff's own gun, the one Parsons stole from him a few weeks ago.
I don't believe it.
What's that? You don't believe what I tell you?
Did you see the shooting?
I didn't see it, but there's evidence enough to hang Parsons. You know anything about him, you better speak now or you'll hang along with him.
Look here, there's a big mistake somewhere.
You bet there is, and Parsons made it. You'd better come to the office with me. You know more than you're telling me.
Deputy Winters, I don't know where Jack is now, but I do know there's a mistake.
How do you know it?
I can't tell you that. I've got to see friends before it's too late.
Now you come with me.
But...
come on.
All right. But I'll dismount and go on foot.
Go ahead.
Victor, old fella, you'll have to travel alone.
Hurry it up, Reed.
Victor, get the Lone Ranger, Tonto. Go to the camp. Camp.
What's that you're doing?
I'm just fixing my horse's reins, that's all. Go on, Victor. Now we'll go to your office.
Where'd you send that horse? What's the idea of sending your horse away like that?
You said you wanted to talk to me. You didn't say anything about Victor.
Otto, here comes Victor. Dan isn't on him.
Maybe Dan hurt?
He is. Saddle up. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout. We saddle up and get ready to ride.
Easy, Silver. Easy. Easy, big fella. What's the trouble, Victor?
Maybe the head. Lead way to Dan.
We're going with you, Victor. Just so soon as we cinch up.
Beat down mercilessly on the Badlands. During several days of slow travel, Gar Williams had ridden slightly back of Jack Parsons and had tied Jack when short pauses had been made to catch a few hours of sleep. The horses were exhausted, and Gar Williams began to realize that this trip north was to be far more difficult than he'd expected.
You'd better stop again, Parsons.
Whatever you say. Oh, there.
Oh. How much farther do we have to go?
We're just about one quarter of the way across this desert.
You mean we got three times as far to go?
No.
No?
We're not going any farther, Williams.
What do you mean?
You remember how long ago we filled the canteens?
Yeah?
It's a long way back, isn't it? It's even farther to the next water hole.
What are you getting at?
This is the last of our water. You see it? I'm pouring it out on the sand.
Stop throwing that water away. I'll shoot.
Go ahead, Williams. Shoot and be done with it. And then what'll you do? Did you think I'd lead you to safety in the north?
Oh, wait a minute, Parsons. Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. This is the end of the trail, Williams. The end for both of us. Me, I don't mind. I saw my dad living the life of a hunted man. I don't want it. Sooner go out right here. Now.
No, there's no need for that.
Shoot me if you want to. You're jailed here on this desert just as much as you'd be jailed in town. And you'll pay the same price for the murder of the sheriff. Roper Desert, it's all the same in the end.
Will you listen to me? I've got money, lots of money. We can both live the life of Riley.
The only difference is that my dad was given a decent burial. You won't get that. Not here. Why don't you shoot?
Jack, you can find a water hole. You know this
desert. I came this far, Williams, just to be sure you wouldn't get back. Steady, boy. Sorry for the horses. Maybe they can make their way to water. Sure hope so.
Don't be a fool!
Fool? My dad was a fool. I was a fool. We both thought we were smarter than you. You outsmarted both of us. We're trying to outsmart that old sun up there. Trying to outsmart those buzzards that are circling, waiting to pick our bones. Try and outsmart this desert.
Jack, I'll square things for you.
No, it's too late.
No, it isn't too late. I'll write a note. I'll sign my name to a letter and admit that I shot the sheriff. You can take it back with you. You'll only get me to the North Country.
Go ahead and find your way, Williams. Maybe you can do without me.
I can't.
Well, that sure is too bad for you.
Get me away from here. I'll give you this, all this money.
It isn't yours to give, Williams. That's Wells Fargo money.
I'll give you...
It'd be a shame if the buzzards up there spoiled it before somebody found it.
All those devil birds. I'll get them. I'll get those buzzards.
You won't get them, Williams. They'll get you. It won't be long either. I'll outlast you, don't it?
Water. Just a drop.
But you're too far gone to raise that gun. I'm going to take it away from you.
Parsons, don't let me die.
Maybe I ought to drill you, Williams. Be what you gave the sheriff. My friend. The sheriff.
Water.
No, I won't shoot you. That'd be an easy way. An easy way out. Horses. The poor critters. Too bad they come back. I hope they'd get to water. Hey, I must be seeing things. Three horses instead of two. That's curious. Huh. And understand it. Tricks the eyes will play when a man's weak. Like me.
Come on, Silver!
The ears, too. My ears are playing tricks. Say, well, it looks like men riding the horses. Sure it does. I wonder if that's my dad calling me. It's funny. Things don't look right. I'm tired.
Hold on,
hold on. You sure followed this trail.
Get water quick. Give him a little bit of time.
Steady, big fella. See about Gar Williams. I'll take care of Jack.
Come to see.
Jack, speak to me. You're all right, Jack. You'll be all right.
Yes, he'll come through.
Here, Jack. Here's water. That's all you need.
How about Gar Williams?
Him plenty weak.
But still alive?
Him live. To hang.
Several days later, Jack Parsons rode into town behind Gar Williams, who was tied and a prisoner. As Jack approached the sheriff's office, he saw Winters burst out to meet him. He fully expected to be arrested for murder. He was therefore surprised when he heard Winters shouting,
"Good boy, Parsons. Good for you.
Whoa there. Whoa, boy. Whoa, steady.
How's your prisoner in, huh? Fine work. Now get him off that horse.
Oh, but Deputy Winters.
Come on, Williams. We got a cell waiting for you. Get off that horse.
Deputy, may I?
No. Whatever it is, the answer is no. Now shut up.
Winters.
What about the Wells Fargo cash, Jack? Did you bring it in?
Oh, yeah. It's in a saddlebag.
Good for you.
But I didn't do it. There was a masked man.
I know all about that.
I don't savvy. He told me to bring Gar back here and said you'd understand.
He was right. You never robbed the sheriff at all. We know all about that.
But that shooting.
That's all cleared up, too. We know that Williams did that shooting. We also know how Williams made you take him across the Badlands and how you let him far enough so he was helpless. Then cooked him in the sun.
Did the masked man that saved my life tell you all those things?
Yep.
And And you took his word for it?
I would have taken his word, but it wasn't necessary. Great day when he came to the office and took Dan Reed out of custody, and I learned that he was the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Sure.
Dan Reed's friend. Great guns.
I didn't have to take his word, though. The sheriff recovered consciousness.
The sheriff?
Yep.
Is he alive? Wasn't he killed?
Nope. He was hit hard and was out for a few days, but he'll get over it. He's inside the office. I reckon he wants to see you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll watch Williams?
Go ahead. I'll watch him.
Sheriff.
Well, howdy, Jack. Well, I reckon you'll do. You brought in your man. Huh?
I didn't mean to run away. I wouldn't have run away, but it was the only way I could get guard.
I know all about it, son. Lone Ranger was here a little while ago.
But that bullet... I saw Gar Williams shoot you. It was point blank.
Jack, I reckon you brought me more luck than a man deserves.
What? Huh?
Do you remember that Indian head that you gave me?
Oh, sure, yeah. I remember.
That redskin that was tough as a pine knot?
Yeah?
Well, I stuck it in the pocket of my shirt. That Indian sure was tough. Just tough enough to deflect Williams' bullet so it slapped me a glancing blow and missed killing me.
The Indian?
There he is. A little tough redskin.
Huh.
I reckon you'll have to carve another one for me. That one is sort of battered from that lead slug.
Oh, I sure will. Well, I'll even carve you a dozen of them.
Oh, there's something else on the desk. Hand it to me, son. I'll pin it on you.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a badge.
Raise your right hand. Put your left hand on this book.
Oh, golly. Sheriff, if my dad had just had friends like you and Dan and the Lone Ranger, he'd have been a different man.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.